do, my child.
Bless you, dear.
What an amusing little soul he is. And how wise.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Underneath. You know, my dear, when I come and talk to you and I enter into your world, as I do, to a great extent through your eyes and through your thoughts, because that is exactly what happens with us when we return to Earth. We become conscious of your world through the eyes and the consciousness of the individuals, particularly, that we are attached to. Okay. And so, you see, my child, to some extent, I see your world through your eyes and through your conscious thoughts and awareness of things.
Yes.
And if there are times when perhaps I want an insight of a different kind, different to your own, I attach myself temporarily, perhaps only for a short space of time of an hour or less, according to the need, to other individuals.
Yes.
Sometimes, for instance, I might be anxious to know more of the world affairs as they affect the world and the peoples of the world. So I attach myself temporarily, as it were, to some politician or someone whose knowledge concerning material things particularly is great. And so, from here and there, I and others like unto myself on this side, who are interested in your world and the welfare of its people, attach ourselves indirectly and directly to various souls, so that we have, as it were, a composite picture of the whole.
Yes, that's interesting.
You know, my dear, people in your world who even understand this great truth sometimes do not give us credit, inasmuch that we ourselves, though our chief inclination and desire is for spiritual awareness and spiritual consciousness and spiritual upliftment in regard to your world, we do enter into the material aspect, because we cannot hope to achieve anything unless to some extent we know your problems. We know your difficulties, and we know the state of affairs under which you have to have your life. You see, I think there are many people in your world who are under misapprehension, inasmuch that they assume that we who come to you, that we are only concerned or only aware or conscious of spiritual things. Of course, this is our main interest and our main purpose and our main desire, to uplift humanity on a higher plane of thought. But if we are to do that, we must also enter into your material problems and your difficulties and the things that cause you concern and oft-times distress. We are aware of all your needs.
Yes. But of course, out of that living has got to come the other part, hasn't it?
It's true, you see, that there are many seeds that must be sown, and if one is to be a successful gardener, then one must know a great deal about the ground upon which you are hoping to raise beautiful flowers. So it is that we must know what we have to contend with, what we have to deal with. We have to know a great deal, perhaps more than you would even credit us with knowing.
Yes.
And so it is that here and there we find souls whom we can use, whom we can develop, whom we can hope to work with and through, and they in turn become, as it were, for us, associates. They become pupils, and in time they become teachers also. So it is that we must expect that in the course of our work we shall associate ourselves sometimes very closely indeed with individuals, particularly those who show signs of promise, who show signs of becoming instruments that